What will Brexit mean to students and staff working in the education sector? Well, Dundalk Institute of Technology in County Louth is the Institute of Technology closest to the border, and counties Down and Armagh in Northern Ireland are part of its natural hinterland. 1 in 10 of its staff travel on a daily basis from the north to work there, and there are over 200 students from the north. Elaine Keogh has been speaking to staff and students as the 29th of March Brexit deadline gets nearer.
With 5,200 students and around 500 staff, there is always a lot going on at Dundalk Institute of Technology. Lately, Brexit is also on the minds of staff and students.
Hi, I'm Colin McGuinness.
And I'm Niall McGuinness, and we're both twins.
Both of us are in the same class. We do sport exercise and enterprise, and we're both in sports scholarships.
So we both play at a very high level so far, playing down here in DKT and also playing with the Armagh under 20 squad.
The 19-year-old McGuinness twins live in Killeavy, South Armagh, a 20-minute drive away. They do not know how Brexit will affect their college life, and commitments there won't be a return to a hard border have not yet eased those worries.
Well, that's just talk at the moment. It's not anything official. So I don't really believe what they're going to be saying about that, because it could happen. A lot of stuff has been promised these past couple months and they haven't delivered. So at the moment, I just don't know what to believe about that.
Well, I think if they do give you reassurance that there could be no hard border, like, you'd have to take that on board. Obviously, we don't want that to happen, especially if we are students travelling from the north to the south.
Dermot Cahill, a school liaison officer for DKIT, speaks to students in schools both sides of the border.
It's commonly asked in relation to Brexit, what's going to happen in relation to student fees? What status am I going to be under? Is your qualifications going to be recognised? So there's constant questions there that are being asked.
Dermot Cahill is also part of the 10% of DKIT staff who live in the north who have their own questions about Brexit.
You know, you're hearing from insurance companies that you're going to need simple things like green cards. But, you know, there's questions that need to be asked in relation to, you know, we are paying our taxes towards the southern system, what's happening on our pension rates, what happens in relation to child benefit. So when people talk about a hard border, you know, a lot of people just talk about bricks and mortar, but there's actually an awful lot of other issues there.
How the UK leaving the EU may impact on the companies the college works with from both sides of the border is one issue of concern for the president of DKIT, Michael Mulvey.
The vast bulk of our programmes would have placement on them in internships to give students a real-life immersion in the workplace. And we choose these companies both north and south of the border. Therefore, any type of physical border, again, it just impedes the free flow of people, and that would simply be very, very unwelcome. In relation to assist in working with industry, we're involved in fusion projects, and that involves a company north or south of the border or a student from north or south of the border working together on a research project. So anything, any kind of physical border, it simply interrupts that type of flow and that type of interaction.
DKIT is involved in a number of cross-border research projects that have EU funding running to millions of euro. Professor Colette Henry, Head of Department of Business Studies at the College and Adjunct Professor of Entrepreneurship at UIT, the Arctic University of Norway, said Brexit may provide opportunities for DKIT in future collaborations.
Already we're starting to see that other universities that we work with in terms of preparing EU funding bids, for example, there is a sense there that perhaps it would be better if we were to lead these projects because we will remain as a European Union member. We have already got very strong collaborations throughout Europe and particularly in Northern Ireland with regard to academic partnerships. We work a lot with Ulster University, for example. We do some work with Southern Regional College, Belfast Met. So all of these will be very, very important and strengthen those collaborations going forward.
The message of building on existing relationships and fostering new ones was reiterated by Michael Mulvey, the president of DKIT.
Well, one of my colleagues here, Arian McCausland, who's actually from Tyrone, she coined a phrase. She said that education is a force for integration. Brexit, sadly, is a force for separation. So that means we have to concentrate more than ever on our role here and on our job to keep channels open to into Northern Ireland. We have an awareness campaign to all the schools and all the students in Northern Ireland. We are keen to recruit from their area. We make it as easy as possible for them to gain admission onto our programmes. And we're constantly pushing that message out and making it very, very clear to students and parents in Northern Ireland that they are welcome.
And that was President Michael Mulvey, the president of DKIT, ending that report by Elaine Keogh. A busy weekend in rescues.